Wie kann sie in der Front, der Lake of Zug, with the town of Zug, and on the left-hand side we have the mountains from Schwyz, Uri, and on the right-hand side we have the hills from Albis near the town of Zurich on the lake. After that we have fields and cows, many farms.
Werner Biesig describes a picture postcard scene in central Switzerland, but all is not as it seems. For more than three decades, a hill above Zug was home to one of Switzerland's six missile bases, housing 72 anti-aircraft rockets. Thanks to Biesig and other former employees, the base is now a military museum, showcasing some of Switzerland's Cold War arsenal. Tours of the base are by appointment only, so that guides can be arranged to show you around the firing units, radar centre and missile control bunker. The guides are all former employees, like Beat Wüthrich, who worked on the base as a commander during his military service until the late 90s. The tour starts in the middle of a field, where four missiles lie just metres from the path.
The missiles are on the four launchers and they point at the same direction. This direction was at east. The main threat in these days came, in our opinion, from Soviet Union and Warsaw Pact states. But they can be turned around 360 degrees and can be launched in every direction it needs.
The Zug base was in active use right up until 1999, but it all started in the wake of the 1961 Cuban Missile Crisis, when the Swiss government decided it should protect itself from a potential communist threat. So in 1964, it bought an undisclosed number of state-of-the-art Bloodhound rockets from the British Aircraft Corporation. Each missile was 8 metres long, weighed 2 tonnes, and could travel at Mach 2.5. That's 2,500 kilometres an hour. But the burning question was, how many of these missiles did Switzerland buy?
For a long time it was very, very secret, the number of the missiles we had. But now we can say there were about 200 for the whole system in Switzerland.
The missiles, land for the bases and new buildings didn't come cheap. It cost the government an estimated 380 million Swiss francs. Today, with inflation, it would be 10 times as much. And although the equipment was an important part of Switzerland's defences for 30 years, it soon became obsolete. And in the radar bunker, Wüthrich explains why.
We have no longer spare parts for it and so on. And you see here in these units, you have all tubes, like in a radio set. And these tubes, they're very good, but they are very old. And it's a big construction, but it's so old-fashioned, young people that repairs these things, they don't understand it anymore.
The hundreds of dials, transmitters and circuit boards fill a large room. With today's technology, Wüthrich says, it could all fit onto a couple of laptops. But in the missile control centre, it's even more antiquated. To enter, there's no security code, just a heavy metal door, a complicated locking system and a funny-looking key. Once inside, it's like being on a film set, with maps of airspace over Europe and telephones ready for the command to hit the fire button.
When we had the order to fire the missile, we fired with that button. And after about 30 seconds or 2 minutes, we had here on the screen some signals that showed us the success of our actions.
Surrounded by such old-fashioned equipment, it's easy to forget that the Cold War was a time when military powers flexed their muscle and nuclear weapons moved to the top of the defence agenda. It was a period of great uncertainty when Western nations feared that the Soviets would overpower them. And even though the base is now a museum, the missiles were designed to destroy.
First of all, we knew that in case of a real threat, it would be a very important position we had, and And sometimes it was very difficult to think that by engagement of such a missile, it could kill people.
Thankfully, no missiles were launched from Switzerland, but there were times when the bases were in a state of heightened alert. The most recent of these was when NATO planes bombed Kosovo during the Balkans conflict in 1999. But because Switzerland is a neutral country, the missile bases were designed to defend Swiss territory and not to attack another country or play a part in an international conflict. Now it seems ironic that such a secret location is proving a hit as a public museum. Visitors Eva Vognild and Saki Uchi found it a real eye-opener.
I found the equipment looked very old-fashioned. It's a little bit strange to think that it was still used very recently, because it looked more like something you would be using when in the 60s or 70s.
Well, I thought it was also very interesting, and the fact that it was kept a secret until 1999 was kind of bizarre, because just like my friend said, the equipment looked so old, and I guess it's interesting that some Swiss people feel nostalgia in visiting the museum.
Whether it's nostalgia or just plain curiosity that's attracting visitors, the museum is a roaring success. Since it opened earlier this year, it's greeted more than 2,000 people, and Bisegin Wüttrich hope that 5,000 people will have passed through the high security gates by the end of this year. A clear sign, perhaps, that although the Cold War is over, its legacy lives on.